Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 28th of December 2025. Today's topic is Glory, from Idols to God. Our text today is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5 to 10. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. So that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God ward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. When Leonard P. Howell started Rastafarianism in Jamaica in the mid-1930s, his followers considered themselves as Christians. However, their lifestyles and beliefs proved otherwise, as there were clear evidence of their departure from the written word of God, which is the manual for Christians. Idolatry is an act giving glory that is meant for God to anything else. Literal idols in forms of images, totems, and beliefs in elements of nature, such as the sun, moon, stars, rivers, rocks and trees, were common in the ancient times. However, the Thessalonian believers had a clean-cut severance from idols and turned to God. Many youths are involved in idol worshipping today in search of money and fame. Thus, they visit idol shrines for rituals and sacrifices. Some are captives of modern idolatry. Turn from idols, everything that competes for your attention and devotion to the living God, such as cultism, inordinate ambition for wealth and fame. Have you allowed anything to replace God in your life? That is idolatry. Repent and be saved today from idolatry. Quote for the day: turn from idols. The challenge for today is, what is competing with God in your life? Prayer. I yield totally to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.